Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I have a lot of upset in my life today, but we're going to bring everyone some joy and sunshine.
Nice. That's good to hear. All right. We're talking Northern Soul today, which is very exciting. Give us a bit of a background of where this came from, this movement.
Well, it's such a weird, interesting, because it's not really a genre. Like you said, the word movement, because it's this phenomenon where some white kids in the 70s in the north of England became obsessed with some obscure, rare black soul music from the States. And they dug up rare records, like the rarer the better. You know, some of these artists were really surprised, like, what, you found my song? That was the demo, or we only released a couple copies of it. And so what a story to explain, because the actual music isn't Northern and it's not from England, but it was this British scene. And it started, and it was about like the right record stores. It had a big fashion element to it. It had cool dance moves. In fact, sometimes when they'd spin the records, the DJs, they would put stickers over so people couldn't see who the artist was, so they couldn't find the same record.
Okay. Gatekeeping.
Oh, very much. It very much was a cool in-the-know scene.
Okay, we've got a few songs to play. We're going to do Garnet Mims to start off with. Talk to us about this track.
This is Looking For You, and 1963, still alive. He's 91. And he's ended up, you know, having a really interesting life. He's written songs recorded by Led Zeppelin, Janis Joplin, Elvis Costello. He's got a couple of his releases from this early time that circulate in the Northern Soul scene.
Let's have a listen.
Oh, wait, and the best band name ever, Garnet Mims and the Enchanters. But awesome. This is one of his solo songs.
That's awesome. I love that band name.
Looking for you.
Looking for you.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I miss the touch of your fingertips. The burning fire.
It's very joyful music, eh? That classic soul sound.
Yeah, and there was some people were trying to speculate, like, why it happened. Like, did they ally themselves with the sort of joy through the pain? You know, because these were working class young people, worked in mines and steelworks and the factories, and they're living for the weekend. But then I've heard heaps of detractors of that theory as well. You know, it's just sort of, nobody can explain it. And when you use the word movement, I found other people, you know, calling it a scene or a subculture or a lifestyle or a religion.
Whoa.
These people were so serious about it. And, you know, anyone, people, if you weren't like one of the ones, you were called a tourist, you know, if you weren't one of the serious ones. They had the all-nighter brigade, you know, people that just literally like partied until the night. And in fact, our next track is, at least like I didn't unpack this one, as the particular song is called Three Before Eight. And these were the special songs that were played at the end of an all-nighter. Anyway, so this next song is one of the iconic ones, and it's Toby Legend, Time Will Pass You By. And this was literally his demo, and they just made up a name for him. This wasn't the name he had necessarily intended to go by as his musical name. But one of the someone w waxing lyrical about the song and how important it was to the scene said it's the equivalent of a Shakespearean sonnet.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Huge. I also the first thing that definitely comes to mind when I think of Northern Soul is the dancing.
Oh my gosh, those funky, weird little
Which is
dances.
like, is this just what happens when a whole bunch of white kids get their hands on like some really good like black music for the first time? Or I don't know how to like I don't know how someone would explain this dancing to someone who's never seen it before,
Yeah, you got to watch these videos. But yeah, their bodies are just trying to respond with love, and it's just.
That's so funny. Oh God, yeah, the dancing is so good. I highly recommend if anyone hasn't to go to YouTube and just find some videos of the Northern Soul dancing. But let's have a listen to Time Will Pass You by Toby Legend.
Passing seasons all but fade away into misty clouds of autumn gray. As I sit here looking at the street, little figures quickly moving feet. I'm just a pebble.
I'm curious if, like, the whole basis of Northern Soul was like finding these deep cuts and then playing them at these parties. Did it then result in music being made and written and recorded for these parties and for the scene specifically? Did we see sort of more
No.
original music like come out of that scene?
No, not really. No, it was
Wow.
about, I mean, the next track is released a little later, but. Yeah, no, it was about finding these old tracks and digging them up, and it's still really alive. There's still like Northern Soul nights, like now in like Pennsylvania or Toronto.
Wow.
There's been novels, documentaries, films. It's just such an interesting story. Now, speaking of interesting stories, this last track, wow, needs to be a movie. So this is Gloria Jones' "Tainted Love," and people will probably recognize. Because the Soft Cell cover of it in 1981. And so she was considered the queen of Northern Soul, and she was in a relationship with Mark Bolan of T-Rex,
Okay.
and they have a son together and lovely. Then they were in a horrific car crash where he died
Oh, God.
and she was badly injured. It's just, oh my God, it was just gut-wrenching, this whole story. I guess, you know, this rock and roll Northern Soul story of this tragic, you know, couple. She's still alive now, but yeah, Mark Bolan passed from the crash in 1977.
Wow.
And it even gets spicier that she was supposed to go to court for it in the UK and she left, so she hasn't been charged.
That is a bit spicy.
Oh my gosh, drama.
Yeah. So Gloria Jones, do you say the mother of Northern Soul, people call her?
The queen of Northern Soul.
The queen of Northern Soul. That's awesome. Oh man, what an interesting movement. And interesting to hear that it's still really alive today, but hasn't really... It's still got that really strong culture of like deep cuts and bringing up old songs.
Yeah.
Eh? Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should listen to Tainted Love, but thank you very much, Kirsten. It's always a pleasure to hear from you and have loved learning a little bit more about Northern Soul today.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.